Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hi, this is Mark from Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. We are a member of the Believe Network. Do you believe? How are you today? I am so excited today to be bringing you this episode of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. We are rejoined today by, the program's now been around for a couple of years, so we have the opportunity to recycle guests without recycling their content, right? So we are joined today again for a short discussion with Coach Peter Bardazos and Master Joseph Lupo out of New York regarding their upcoming seminar, the Legends Ultra 2 seminar. We talked to them in the past regarding other seminars and things that are going on with them, and we will be talking to Master Joe about a really exciting project that is coming up that he's involved in. But we are in the process now of promoting this. If you go to our show notes, we'll have all the links for how to sign up for this great seminar. There's a lot going on. They're trying to find a good space for ultras to be able to spar and be competitive. And to me, that's extremely exciting. Today's episode, as is always the case, is brought to you by our great sponsor, BetOnline. You know, the top teams in college basketball are all, this is all winding down, right? The Final Four, March Madness, all that stuff. But that doesn't mean that there's nothing to bet on in sports. You can head over to BetOnline and you're going to put in the code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to get started, and you get your 50% welcome bonus. It is your number one place for all your odds, your sports, all your info. It's a great information site. Even if you're not a betting person, it's a great place to go to get information on sports. Plus, they have this added thing now, which is live betting and Vegas casino style and poker games. It's really great. It's where the games start. Bet online. Again, put in your code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for our Believe Network, for your welcome bonus. And this episode is presented by Bet Online. I also wanted to take a moment today to talk to you about, this is a sports podcast and video, and there's another great new sports podcast it's a grassroots program, and it's called the Patriot Sports Radio. I had an opportunity to be introduced to these guys. They have a great program. I've listened to it. It's new. There's only a couple of episodes. You could catch up, get started. It's the idea is it's celebrating the common ground of sports fandom. Eric, John, Chris, and the coach bring their unique points of view to the table where everything from upcoming games to current events come into play. They have a video channel. We're going to link the in our show notes. We'll link to their site, which is Patriot Sports. They're all over social media at Patriot Sports Now. You can find them everywhere the podcasts can be found. And I think you'll really enjoy it. It's a little bit of a different take on sports. It isn't coming from the perspective of a network or from a league analyst. It's coming from the perspective really of a knowledgeable fan, right? We sit around, sometimes we talk with our friends or family in a bar and we have these discussions. Well, this is a highly elevated version of that. It's fun. It's interesting. It's good conversation. And I think for the regular sports fan, you're going to really enjoy it. That's Patriot Sports Radio. Thank you, Mark Sirianis. I look forward to seeing you on the mat. So good evening and welcome to tonight's episode of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. I am really thrilled to be joined again this evening with some old friends. It's Coach Peter Bardazos and Master Joseph Lupo right here in New York. We spoke to them last, actually,
before the pandemic. And when they had a terrific seminar, which I had attended, which was Coach Terrence Jennings was participated in that event. Yeah. And they have a big event coming up now in a couple of months. We were just talking before we started about how things have really come alive in terms of events and seminars and tournaments. And this is no exception. So gentlemen, good evening. And good tell evening. Us a little bit about what brings you to join me tonight.
Well, yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for having us. It's good to be back after all this craziness with COVID and all that stuff. But, you know, we're back here again and starting up our seminars. I know last time we spoke, we did the seminar with Terrence Jennings. And now we are having our second Ultra Seminar, Legends Seminar, April 29th and 30th. Is that correct?
29th? Yes, sir. Friday night and Saturday.
Friday night and Saturday. So it's ages 33 and over. Our last event with them was amazing. It was really, really awesome. Those events are really fun because, you know, these guys are a little older and there's no pressure. You know, they competed when they were younger as well. So now they're just doing it more for fun, at least for most of them. So when it's a little more laid back seminar, we come here, we hang out a little bit and we train a little bit and we spar a little bit and everybody's just having a good time. No egos and stuff like that. So always looking forward to, working with the older crowd, if you know what I mean.
No, that's great.
Yeah, just a little more laid back and no egos, and you know what I mean. The younger kids will have a little bit of a character, a little bit of a, you know,
sure.
The body language is different, and it's okay because you know when you're young, you're hungry, and you know you want to just sort of a different mindset. You know
speaking from my own perspective as somebody who's a little bit older in the art is that a lot of the ultras are competing against themselves. They're trying to keep a high level. They want to maintain that level. They want to be able to do better than they did in the last tournament event and be able to keep that going. It's not necessarily about, their Olympic aspirations or to be, a world champion or whatever the case may be.
No, for sure. It's definitely our love and our passion for the sport. You know, as an ultra that still competes myself, it's a great deal of passion. You know, we come in here and we just give 100%. Like you just said, you know, the only opponent we really have is ourselves. And we just try to better ourselves with every single workout.
Absolutely. And it's always inspiring. And we do a lot with on the higher end of the spectrum. I do a lot with Master Erica Lindhorst and the TKD Go for the Gold and a lot of those Pumse folks. And they're just, you know, again, that group, you got people that are in there that are in their 70s that are doing the Pumse's and stuff. And they're trying to, you know, just do better than they did in the last tournament.
That Pumse stuff is awesome. I love it. Yeah, I love their competitive nature and all that stuff. Sometimes I'd rather watch some Pumse than sparring, honestly.
It's great.
Really fun to watch.
It's great.
I do have a lot of respect for the older guys who are still competing, because although they're just having fun and it's a little different mindset from when they were younger, they can still get hurt, obviously.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
But I do have a lot of respect for them, and they're continuing their dreams of just competing and just enjoying their sport, you know?
That's great. So the event is going to take place. You give us the date. It's going to tell us two things. Number one, where it's going to take place, because we have a national audience. So this is going to take place in New York, but you'll tell us where, and tell us the best place that they can go to reserve their spot and what's the best way to do that.
Yeah, I'll let Messenger answer.
Sure. It's going to be located here at the New York Black Belt Center in Bayside, Queens. There is a Facebook page out with a link for registration that's live now.
And we'll link that in the notes for this.
Yes, for sure. I'll definitely shoot you over the link. We've already got quite a number of participants from all over the country. It's really, really fantastic. It really caught on well our first seminar, and we kept it due to capacity restraints and everything, mandates. But this year, the mandates have been lifted. So as many that could come, it would be great. And like I said, I'll definitely send you over the link.
That's great. That's great. So your ideal person to participate is going to be someone who's got some level of experience. Is it black belt only, or is it just someone who has to be over the age? So someone could be relatively new to the art, as long as they fit into the ultra category, they're welcome to come.
For sure.
To
participate.
Yeah, as long as they fit into the ultra category, it could be any belt. I mean, I'm not sure if we're taking white belts, but you know, you could be a green belt, mm-hmm. purple, blue, brown, and attend this.
Well, that's great. You know?
Yeah.
That's terrific. So we'll look forward to that, and we'll try to do a little coverage of that. We'll check the date, and hopefully maybe we'll stop in. We'll be able to report on that after the fact. What else is going on? What do you guys see in terms of as you're coming? So you're seeing for these folks, they're going to do some sparring preparation. We're coming towards the Nationals, right? And we're coming towards a time where there's some major changes. I wouldn't say major change, but there's some changes in terms of the sparring game, right? It's a different time. So I'm sure people are looking for a lot of opportunity to gather as much knowledge as they can on what to expect in terms of the next phase of Taekwondo sparring.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there's changes I feel like every year there's changes, right?
Sure.
So we always have to adjust, and it's hard when there's changes so often like that. It's so hard to adjust like that, you know. But we're gonna review all the changes and stuff like that. I'll bring all that stuff up at the seminar. I might actually have a referee here and explain all that stuff.
That's great.
Who actually knows better than we do right now. But yeah, I mean, you know, and to be honest, all these older guys, they don't really compete like the younger guys do. If you know
sure.
what I mean.
It's great. Sure.
More the old school style, not this old flickering stuff.
That's a great point. Yeah. You probably see the closest thing to the old school style of Taekwondo
yeah.
sparring
with this guy.
Because they're not, you know, they're not concerned about whether or not a gamjang will be given for the
exactly.
spinning kick to the head or something.
Exactly.
It's not
exactly.
happening. It's that they're not yeah. able to do it anyway. So that's a really great point. And when you see a lot of them, it is much more of a power game.
Yeah,
when I see them,
more power game, right.
you know, they're
more back leg, you know, more
right.
punches, yes.
you know, old school stuff, you know, once in a while. I mean, look, a lot of them are flexible, so they can do some of that stuff. But for the most part, you know, 95% or more, they're fighting old school.
That's
know?
Great. That's great.
Yeah.
I know that the response to the last event, which I went to, which you had, I think it was a two-part event. You had two different groups that you had for that day, that it was really a great response. I know that people really got a lot out of it. They enjoyed it, and unfortunately the world situation made it difficult to do anything to
yeah.
follow that up. So it's exciting that you guys are back and doing it, and you know, it's the first thing really that you guys have done since the shutdown of this
yeah stage. right a lot of competition coming up now. We have the seminar. Master Joe is actually competing in the old division actually this weekend in Puerto Rico. So
that's great. Good luck. I know you'll do well. I've seen, you know, because of I'm at all of the events, but I'm usually in the ring. So I sort of see peripherally with things that are going on, but I always see you. I see you there with your team, and I see you there. It's inspiring to see, because I don't know that I would have the courage to get in the ring and spar as you do so often. And I know you do really well.
But my coach keeps me young.
That's good. That's
my teammates. Well, my students, but when I'm training with them, they're my teammates. They keep me young. So
no, that's true. You know, it's the greatest misconception. It's the misconception that we're too old to do it. But by doing it, you keep yourself from getting old, right?
100%. Yeah,
exactly.
That's the most important.
It's when you stop moving, not just Taekwondo, anything in life. It's when you stop moving, that's when the problems come.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The body.
If you want to move when you're 75, 80, you got to keep moving now. That's the only way.
Absolutely. Right. I couldn't agree with you more. So
yeah.
Before we wrap up this segment, is there anything else that you guys either want to, I know there's other things talking about that we're going to follow up on. I know, Master Joe, you have some exciting stuff that's coming up. I know this Friday is a big day for a big release on some stuff for you. And we're going to be talking about some other stuff.
Oh yeah.
That's coming up. Is there anything else you want to mention in this, or we want to just focus on this event for the moment?
Definitely focus on the Legend Seminar coming up April 29th and 30th again here at the New York Black Belt Center. It's going to be a 1-hour training session followed up by a little bit of a break We're going to have some refreshments for all the athletes. And then we're going to go into unlimited sparring. We're going to have an electronic scoring system here.
Oh, that's great.
So for those ultras that are, you know, going towards, you know, making either an AAU or a USAT national team, because there's a national team now for ultras. So there's going to be some ultras that are going for that. And then ultras that just want to gain experience and be around like-minded individuals and share their passion for Taekwondo. So whatever the participant's goal is, it could be attained.
That's great. That's terrific. Yeah. We definitely will promote it, and we look forward to seeing you there. And you raised a good point, which is that, you know, whether you're competing or not, so many of the folks that we talk to, it's being around people in the community and having the opportunity to do that and get outside of your, you know, get outside of your comfort zone of just being in your own dojang, sparring the same people. And ultras really have less people to spar because of the demographics of who's in the dojang. So they have that opportunity to get out there and spar people and make new friends and spar people that they've never really had the opportunity to spar before, which is good for developing and increasing in your own game.
That's right. Also, our last ultra seminar week, I would say 98%, maybe 97% were all people from out of state.
That's great.
From Texas, from Utah, so hopefully this year we'll get more people from here as well. I mean, last time we were like maybe 2 or 3 people in the whole seminar that was from around here. So it's kind of weird, but we're getting guys this year so far signing up from the area, which is better, and also out of state. Utah again, Texas, California and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So
Washington.
Hopefully we get more local people this time too, you know?
Oh, that's great. That's great. And we'll do our part to spread the word. So I want to thank you, gentlemen. And this episode is presented by Bet Online. And we're going to link all of these things, the Facebook page. We'll obviously have all of the sign up information and we'll encourage people to be there. So I want to thank Master Joseph Lupo and Coach Peter Bardassos for speaking to us today. And we look forward to hearing more about upcoming seminars in the future.
Yes, sir. We really appreciate you and Taekwondo Life magazine, all that stuff. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.